The Super Bowl is Sunday. The Green Bay Packers won't be there, but some of the rising stars in pro football are scientists in Wisconsin who are helping the NFL determine when athletes have recovered from concussions. The league just gave the Medical College of Wisconsin $300,000 to expand research that doctors hope will eventually lead to MRI technology that will allow them to see a healthy brain by taking a picture. Joining us now is Dr. Michael McRae of the Medical College. He's one of the leading neurosurgeons in America, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand this $300,000 from the NFL is allowing you to expand on research that you're already doing, not only for the NFL, but for the United States military.
That's correct. We have a large ongoing study here at the Medical College. That study is really focused on assessing the time course of clinical recovery, which is really an indirect measure of brain function. This newest grant from the GE NFL Head Health Challenge will allow us to add advanced brain neuroimaging, or MRI scanning, that will allow us to actually study and visualize changes in brain structure and function that occur after concussion, and determine when brain structure and function returns to normal in athletes.
In other words, this will help you determine when it's safe for an athlete or a soldier to go back to work.
That's correct. So the current state of things is that we rely on athletes or soldiers or individual patients to tell us when their symptoms have fully resolved, and we administer conventional tests of memory and balance and other functional abilities to determine when their performance normalizes. Those are very handy and useful clinical tools, but they're considered surrogate measures or indirect indicators of brain health. What we're embarking on really in the next frontier here is to develop more objective and direct measures of brain recovery that would be the ultimate indicator as to readiness to return to active duty or your local football game, for instance.
So instead of just determining when symptoms seem to have gone away, you can, with this MRI technology, look at a picture of a healthy brain and let that person know that they're okay again.
That's right.
Now, this is important for everyone who might be at a risk for concussion, but especially young athletes, I understand, the brain is still developing until about the age of 25 or so, right?
Correct. Well through our college years. Not only is the young brain still developing, but athletes who participate in contact and collision sports, as you know, are highly motivated to return to competition.
Put me back in, coach.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And put me back in as fast as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
We don't disregard the motivation of the athlete, but we believe there are additional lines of research that can just provide the athletes, their parents, and everybody involved with greater reassurance as to when they're safe to return to competition.
Dr. Michael McRae, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.